can you be mature in Christ and also lust, act rude to people, and desire sin? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes people expect me to act differently. Maybe they know other young adults who live life a little bit different than I do. So many times I've been told that I'm mature. Maybe you have been told that too. But when it comes to being mature in Christ, is this the same kind of maturity? What does that look like? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Maturity in Christ by Estelle Kardish. For most of my youth, being mature was all the rage. Everyone pretended to be mature. My conception of what that meant was not laughing at sexist and inappropriate jokes, portraying a cooler version of myself and pretending not to be boy obsessed, while also knowing everything about dating, boys, sex, and love. I wanted to be admired and included among my peers, but deep down, I knew my knowledge and experience were insufficient. Meanwhile, I pondered what maturity in Christ truly meant. I rarely heard it mentioned except when it was used to criticize or condemn someone else. When I turned 12, I developed a deeper longing for a relationship with God. I wanted my life to be a sweet aroma to Him. Yet, I got caught up putting up a front. I was the good church girl, smiling when I should, being gracious, kind, sweet, and mature. That would make God want me, right? Yet what I truly desired was sin, taking revenge, being sassy and rude, lusting for every boy I wanted with no care. In reality, my maturity in Christ was only a mask, a pretty snug one. Inwardly, I was a sinner. God didn't care for the good things I tried to do. They were filthy coverings before a holy God. What Jesus desires is a humble and contrite spirit. He took our sins upon Himself when He died on the cross, so we could be dead to sin and His Holy Spirit could live in us. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we are forgiven, made alive, and given eternal life, a life where we can have the mind of Christ and be led by His Spirit. I came to realize that He made me a new creation, so I could reflect the faithful nature of God. His plan was to strip the covering of dead works in my life. In time, my words no longer contained dirty, hidden messages. My actions began to be modeled after the works that Jesus did. Through the Holy Spirit, my life was becoming a genuine reflection of Jesus Christ. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. In what ways have misconceptions led you to try to do good things to make God want you? The truth is, God knows everything about us, and He already loves us, so much so that Jesus died and rose again to forgive us and bring us near to Himself. And He is eager to help us grow in true maturity as we seek Him. As you and I can read in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 5:16-18, and James chapter 1, verses 3-5, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Today's Devo was packed with tons of excellent scripture. To check it out, I'd encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app. It's free, and you can find all of our audio and written Devos there. And so you can find the bonus passages that I'm talking about right now at the end in the discussion portion section. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo, which is a poem called In the Night with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.